السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. يقول ربنا الكريم في قرآنه وكتابه، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس أبى واستكبر وكان من الكافرين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. There are many trials and tests that God tests His people with and His servants with. He puts them to tests and trials. But probably the most difficult and the most challenging test that humanity, not just the humanity, even the angels and the jinn faced is the test of imama and wilaya, to accept or reject the imama or the wilaya. This test even more difficult than accepting monotheism and tawheed. This test is even more difficult than accepting the prophethood and the messengerhood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To accept the Khalifa, it's not easy. Not many people pass this test. Many people fail in this test. And this is the Quran right in front of you. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرْ. Because angels did not have choice. This is why they prostrated. They had no choice. None of them was able to say no. They don't have the power, the energy to say no. They have been programmed to say yes all the time. So it's not surprising if the angels prostrate. But Iblis had the choice. He had the choice, and therefore he said no. I'm not going to prostrate for your Khalifa, for your vicegerent on earth. This is too much for me. فَأَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرْ. He rejected and he became arrogant and conceited. It's a very difficult, extremely difficult test to accept the Khalifa. And therefore, throughout the history of mankind, when you follow the prophets from the time of Noah, and before Noah there was Idris, and after Noah Ibrahim and others, you will find that the followers of the prophets are minorities, smaller groups. God said to Noah, إِنَّهُ لَنْ يُؤْمِنْ مِنْ قَوْمِكَ إِلَّا مَنْ قَدْ آمَنْ فَلَا تَبْتَئِسْ عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Noah, don't waste more time. 950 years. Preaching and inviting. God said to him, only this number who have accepted you, They're going to stay with you. No one is going to increase, not even one more number. إِنَّهُ لَنْ يُؤْمِنْ مِنْ قَوْمِكَ إِلَّا مَنْ قَدْ آمَنْ. Very few succeeded in this test by accepting the Khalifa, the vicegerent that God appoints to mankind. Very few. The vast majority they rejected. Because this is a difficult test. Very difficult test. It requires not just faith. Not just faith. Faith is not enough. It requires humility. Humility, humbleness, submission to God. Not just faith. Absolute submission, taslim. Taslim. Without argument. And not many people are ready to have this sort of taslim and submission to God. In the story of the day of Ghadir, when God is asking the Prophet, Ya ayyuha ar-rasul, balligh wa unzila ilayka min rabbik. And the Prophet appoints Imam Ali. A man comes to the Prophet, Al-Harith ibn al-Nadhr al-Fihri. This story is very popular and common in the books. Immediately he comes. He said, Ya Muhammad, you asked us to believe in God. We said yes, we accepted God. And you asked us to believe in you as the messenger of God. We said yes, we accept you. And you asked us to pray. We said yes. To fast. We said yes. To Hajj. Yes. Zakat. Yes. But then you came up with something difficult that I cannot accept. The Imam of Ali ibn Abi Talib, Khilafah, I can't accept that. I am willing to accept everything you say, except this one. I cannot accept this. Too much for me. وَمَا اكْتَفَيْتَ بِهَذَا. This was not enough for you to give us commands one after the other. حَتَّى أَخَذْتَ بِيَدِ ابْنِ عَمِّكَ فَأَمَّرْتَهُ عَلَيْنَا. You took the arm of your cousin Ali and you said, follow him. This is too much. And then the Prophet, when the Prophet tells him, this is not my choice. This is not favoritism or nepotism. Not because Ali is my cousin. I have many other cousins. But this is the choice of the Lord. He turns to the Lord, this man, and he says, Allahumma in kana hadha min indik fa anzil alayna hijaratan min as-samaa' aw atina bi'adhabin aleem. He says, God, if you appointed Ali, then I want to die today. Kill me today. I don't want to accept that. Send punishment on me. I would rather get punished and die than accepting the leadership of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This is a prejudice. This is a prejudice. Ali was rejected, not because he was not a good leader or incompetent, because of prejudice. And Quraysh is the center of a prejudice in the world. The Qabila, the tribe of Quraysh in Mecca, is the center and the hub for the prejudice. Even today, within Muslim societies. You may praise any person, but when it comes to Ali, no, it's unacceptable. Don't mention Ali. Don't mention Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet. This is a prejudice. Only those, as I said, who submit to God. Listen to what God says in Surah Yasin. God says to the Prophet, وَسَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Ya Rasulullah, it doesn't make any difference whether you warn them or you do not warn them, they are not going to accept you. لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. They would not believe. إِنَّمَا. Only those who are going to listen to you are those, the following. إِنَّمَا تُنذِرُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الذِّكْرَ وَخَشِيَ الرَّحْمَانَ بِالْغَيْبِ فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةٍ وَأَجْرٍ عَظِيمٍ. Only those who follow the reminder, they submit to this reminder. Reminder, الذِّكْر, is this book, الذِّكْر, reminder, it reminds us. وَخَشِيَ الرَّحْمَانَ, and they fear God. They submit themselves to God. Only those people would accept. If they have arrogance, if they have pride, if they have conceit in their heart, if they have a prejudice, don't waste your time with them. They are not going to accept. Obedience. The spirit of religion is obedience. The essence of religion is obedience. Is obedience. This is the essence. This is the core essence of faith. Jawharuddin. The jawhar, the essence of faith, is to obey. Is to have obedience and discipline. And to overcome selfishness. To overcome prejudice. To overcome racism. And the more people have wealth, the more they have position, the more they have a tribe and big families, the more they have influence, the more they're going to reject. Because these are reasons and recipes for arrogance. This is in the Quran. With a few exceptions. With a few exceptions. Those who have submitted themselves to God, then position would not change them. Wealth would not change them. Would not change their character. Family and popularity and influence would not change them. But they are very few. Those are very, very few. Very few. Allah says the vast majority, وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ. Ya Rasulullah, أَكْثَرُهُمْ, the majority, لِلْحَقِّ, to the truth, are rejectors. They despise the truth. وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ. In another verse, Allah says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Only few, small minorities of my servants are grateful of me. Very few. The vast majority of them, they are not shakur. They are not grateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I need full submission. Not just you follow me and obey me. See, the Quran says in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 59, Surah An-Nisa. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O who you believe, I ask you to do three things, not just one. One is not enough. Two is not are not enough. You have to do the three. أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. Some people say, I listen to God, I obey God, and I obey the Prophet. But أُولِي الْأَمْرِ, I can't. I choose أُولِي الْأَمْرِ for myself. I elect for myself. God says, no. You have to listen to the three. Three of them. It's a package. If you refuse one, then you are going to refuse the others. Ta'atullah wahdahu la takfi. Obedience to God alone does not work. Neither obedience to Him and His Prophet. It has to be obedience to Him, the Prophet, and Ulil Amr. Ulil Amr in the Quran are the imams that have been appointed by God Himself. Those are Ulil Amr. Wa Ulil Amri minkum. Not anyone. Not anyone who appoints himself monarch or king or a president becomes Ulil Amr. Only those that have been appointed by God, chosen by God. Wa Ulil Amri minkum. God wants you to follow all the three. Not one, not two. Three of them. And therefore, because the spirit of faith is submission, listen to what God says in the Quran. Again in Surah An-Nisa. Surah An-Nisa, this time verse 65. The first one 59, this one is 65. God says to the Prophet, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. I swear by myself, he says. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ. This is Qasam. Allah is using, He swears with His own name. فَلَا وَرَبِّكْ. Your community, they are not going to attain faith, real faith, حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Until they accept you as a judge, an arbiter among them. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. And then they have to accept you and submit to you, and they should not have hard feeling inside them. They shouldn't have. They should accept you wholeheartedly. If they say yes to you, but inside the heart The heart says no, then this is not faith. Both the tongue and the heart wholeheartedly have to say yes, submit. That is taslim. And that is genuine and real faith. That is genuine faith. When we accept wholeheartedly everything that God says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولِ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَ اللَّهِ, you have to follow the God and His Apostle. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ وَيَخْشَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَّقِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. The successful ones are those who obey till the end of the line, not just obey one and refuse others. مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Now, how does this spirit of submission happens? Why some people submit and others do not submit? Because of something called arrogance. Arrogance does not allow people to submit. The spirit of arrogance, the spirit of vanity, the spirit of big-headedness that some people have, does not allow them to cross this barrier. This barrier requires a lot of humility, a lot of courage to cross it and to accept. I know in this life, forget about the time of the Prophet, I know many leaders, many intellectuals, many religious leaders. When we have a private discussion about the truth, about the right madhab, the right school of thought, the right religion, they tell me, Mustafa, you are right. Your madhab is right. But I can't do it. Don't ask me to submit. Too much for me. Too much hustle. Too much problem for me. I don't want to lose my job. I don't want to lose my family. I don't want to lose my friends. It's a big challenge. This is the biggest test. Not anyone is ready for it. They become ready only when they look at Akhirah. They forget about the dunya completely. Completely about the dunya. And what will happen to them. Because they're going to suffer. Some people are ready for this suffering. And some people are not ready. They say, this is too much for me. I can't handle this. إِلَّا مَنْ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قَلْبَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ. It requires a lot of faith. It requires that you don't look at dunya at all. You close your eyes when it comes to dunya and you only look at your departure and your arrival into that life. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولِ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه, ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين, إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته, علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين, وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين, وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام, وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي, عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله, أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. روى شيخنا الصدوق رضوان الله تعالى عليه في كتاب الأمالي بسنده عن الإمام علي بن الحسين زين العابدين عليه الصلاة والسلام أنه قال. Our fourth Imam narrates this hadith and this saying. He said, ما من يوم أشد على رسول الله من يوم أحد. No day was more tragic and more sad in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than the day of Uhud, حيث قتل فيه عمه حمزة بن عبد المطلب أسد الله وأسد رسوله, where his uncle Hamza alayhi salam was murdered in a very brutal way. Sometimes they kill someone and they leave him, they leave the body. But sometimes they kill and they disfigure the body. They cut the body into pieces. This is what happened to Hamza. By hint, the mother of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. That day was a day of a tragedy and sadness for the Prophet. After that, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَكُنْ أَشَدَّ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ يَوْمِ مُؤْتَهِ حَيْثُ قُتِلَ فِيهِ ابْنُ عَمُّهُ جَعْفَرُ ابْنُ أَبِي طَالِبٍ. A second day of sadness and a tragedy came where the Prophet suffered a lot when he realized that his first cousin Ja'far, the brother of Imam Ali, was murdered in Jordan in the battle of Mu'tah with the Roman army. And he's buried there. He's buried south of Amman. There is a city called Mu'tah, 2 hours drive south of the capital Amman. His mausoleum and his grave is there. Ja'far ibn Abi Talib. That day also was a day of sadness for the Prophet. Then Imam Zain al-Abidin says, وَلَا يَوْمَ كَيَوْمِ الْحُسَيْنِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. But no day is more tragic and more sad than the day of Ashura. ازدلف إليه 30,000 رجل. 30,000 men, they marched. يزعمون أنهم من هذه الأمة. They claim that they are part of the Muslim Ummah. كل يتقرب إلى الله عز وجل بدمه. Every one of them seeks nearness to God by murdering Hussein ibn Ali. وهو بالله يذكرهم فلا يتعظون. And he was standing in front of them, reminding them of God. They don't heed the call. حتى قتلوه ظلما وبغيا وعدوانا. Until they wrongfully and sinfully they murdered him on the soil of Karbala. That is a day of tragedy. That is a real tragedy. Unprecedented in the history of mankind. لا يوم كيومك أبا عبد الله. Because when you read the details, Hamza was killed, but his family was honored and protected. Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, when he was murdered, he had a wife and children. The Prophet sent the women of Bani Hashim to his family in Medina, the family of Ja'far, to comfort them, to weep with them. But the family of Imam Hussein was in Karbala, and they had no comfort. They had no one who had mercy on them, and they burnt their tent. They scattered them in the desert. They paraded them in the cities and towns for 40 days. لا يوم كيومك أبا عبد الله. Now, because of this biggest violation that took place against Imam Hussein and the family of the Prophet on the day of Ashura, we, the followers, have a duty, have a big responsibility. We have to stand up for justice and truth. We have to be loyal to Imam Hussein. If we weep for him, weeping is not enough. Being heart to broken is not enough. You have to be his supporter. If you want to be his follower, you have to be his supporter too. And you have to stand for justice, for truth everywhere. Wherever there is violation of justice, wherever there is wrongdoing, injustice, oppression, we have to fight and we have to speak the truth. When it comes to Muharram, which is upon us soon on Thursday, it's the eve of Muharram, we have two groups of people. Listen to me carefully. I'll try to be precise and not exaggerate. We have two groups within the Shia Ummah, the Shia community. We have two mentalities and two groups and two camps. They both love Imam Hussein. But some of them, they love him out of only sheer emotions. Atifa, only Atifa. That they are not ready to follow him. They are not ready to take him as an example. They might weep for him. They feel sorry for him. They feel sad for him. But only emotionally, not rationally. They don't follow his path. They don't support him. They say to him, Ya Aba Abdullah, I'm ready to wear black in Muharram to weep for you, but don't ask me to follow you. Don't ask me more than that. My capacity, only tears, only sadness, not more than that. So they believe in rituals and they practice these rituals, but they stop short of following. This is not real love. Real love, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow me. Imam Hussein, when he says, أَلَا هَلْ مِنْ نَاصِرٍ يَنْصُرُنِي, does he only mean, I want people to cry for me and then go home and do nothing? No. Not just tears. He wants beyond that, bigger than tears. He wants amal and actions and deeds and behavior and manners and akhlaq. He wants us to change ourselves. He wants us not to be like the army that killed him. The army that killed him was praying. And you just heard what Imam Zain al-Abidin said. كُلٌّ يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِسَفْكِ دَمِهِ. Every member of that army, every soldier, he thought when he murders Hussein, he's getting closer to God. Look at the illusion. Look at the deception. Because of Bani Umayyah. Bani Umayyah, they recruited ulama, scholars, and mufti to tell the people that Hussein is rebellious against the legitimate leadership of Yazid. Therefore, Hussein, according to his grandfather, the Prophet, he deserves death. He deserves death. So many people thought that this is a true. Yes, Hussein, why Hussein should sit at home and do bay'ah to Yazid, not knowing that Yazid is the source of evil, source of corruption. Yazid is anti-Islam. But people were fooled. People did not use their intelligence. Today we have the same story. Same story. People do not use their intelligence. Hussein wants us to change, not just to weep. With every drop of tears, you have to change yourself. You have to move forward, one step forward into changing yourself, transforming. Ashura, I always call Ashura the season of a transformation, ethical transformation, moral, spiritual transformation. We have to change. Our families have to change. Our homes, our way of life has to change. That is the message of Hussein alayhi salam. Be prepared. The Christian Ummah, they get prepared for their Christmas. Spirit of joy and happiness and gifts and celebrations. We have to be prepared too. Not just the masjid, we put it black and we invite a speaker and we weep. In our homes and in our hearts, Hussein has to be here. In our hearts, in our actions. We have to say to him, Ya Aba Abdullah, I live far away from your shrine. And far away from the day of Ashura. But I'm your soldier. You recruited me. I'm your soldier. I'm going to change myself. I'm going to batter my family and myself to be your true soldier. I will uphold justice and truth and haq. This is the promise that we have to make with Abu Abdullah alayhi salatu wasalam. And inshallah, the majalis are going to begin everywhere on Thursday night, and we're going to have a majlis, 7 p.m. inshallah, beginning with Salat. Sayyid Ja'far al-Bazwini is going to speak in English. So we invite you to come and participate. Another thing that I wanted to refer to is the hurricane that hit Texas and Florida. And I mentioned that earlier last week. We must feel the pain of others. Wherever it happens, whenever these tragic and sad events take place, we have to feel sympathy and empathy with them. Therefore, not only we pray for their relief, but also we help. And we collected some money in the past for the hurricane in Texas. I think it's called Harvey. Was it Harvey? And now we would collect for Irma too. So if you can give directly to the Red Cross, that would be good. If not, you can give it to the masjid, to Mushtaba or Samir or others. And inshallah, we will send it to the right people to spend it on those who are touched and affected by these devastating hurricanes. Beside our prayers and our dua for them, our heart goes for them. We stand with them. And we pray, inshallah, that they're going to restore their life. Again, also, our heart goes for the people of Nasiriyah. Yesterday, almost more than 70 people were killed in a suicide attack in the city of Nasiriyah, which the attack was acclaimed by ISIS. We pray for them, for the shuhada, the women, the children who died. And also this morning, there was a bombing in the metro in London Underground. Also, we stand with them. We stand with all the victims, Muslims and non-Muslims. We join our voice with them in condemning these barbaric and terrorist attacks. And we ask Allah to protect, inshallah, the whole world from this evil. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات اللهم وحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين وعجل في فرج مولانا وسيدنا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد